This is an All Ears English bonus episode, a shiny new way to practice your English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. Today, we have an exciting announcement. Find out what new piece of technology is now available to you and how to get it. Plus, learn three ways to talk about brand new things in English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Michelle, how you doing today?
I'm good, Lindsay. How are you?
Oh my gosh, I am so excited because this is a big week in the life of All Ears English listeners. Why, Michelle? What is going on this week?
Well, guys, we know that you've been waiting for it. Our Android app is here.
Yes, so exciting. I mean, a lot of our listeners have been waiting for a year, 2 years, a while to get this app. Yeah. And what can they do in the Android app that they can't do just by listening to the podcast?
Oh, well, guys, one of the things that you can do is get your transcripts. You can follow along on your phone looking at the transcripts. It is an amazing feature. So you can follow along with us and you can get your personalized power vocabulary list, right? So you can choose the words, right, that we've chosen for you and you can put them on a list where you can keep them all in one place so you don't have to have like a messy notebook with vocabulary anymore.
Exactly. And what I mean, Michelle, you're the one that works on and selects these lists. You have a master's in teaching ESL, and we are able to curate for you guys the exact words that you should focus on. I think one of the big problems with students a lot of times is that they try to focus on every word. Have you seen that, Michelle? They try to look up every single word that they hear or see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And guys, you know, there's sometimes, you know, there's this expression, it's too much of a good thing. It's like, it's very tempting when learning something to just say, okay, I want to know this and this and this and this and this. I've done it before. I remember trying to learn Spanish once. And even though I knew, you know, from my master's program that you shouldn't do too much, you get excited. And I was like, I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm going to do it anyway. And it just gets exciting to learn something new. So what we've done is we've picked, right, the most important words that are going to be very useful in your daily lives. And those you'll be able to get definitions for. You'll be able to get a sample sentence. So you'll know how to use it and you can save it, right? So keep it on that list so that you know how to use it and it's all in one place. So it's a neat, tidy package.
Yeah, that's the key. All in one place. You know, guys, I've talked to a lot of you through interviews, through emails, and you have often told me that you make vocabulary lists, but you lose them.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe you leave it on the train or you leave it at your work or in your desk at home, right? They're all over the place. This lets you create one single list on your phone in the app so you can come back to it every day. So good, Michelle. So good.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. So that is very exciting for our Android users. And I'm excited too.
Yeah,
Definitely. So guys, go right now. You can get it. It is now available for the entire world. So go right away. So what we need your help with, guys, go download the app, go to allearsenglish.com/app, choose iOS or Android, and then go and download that app. Leave a rating and a review. Let us know what you think about the app and then share it with 3 friends. All right.
Awesome. I'm excited. So Lindsay, because we are having a new app, right?
Yeah.
The Android app. We wanted to teach you guys some idioms dealing with newness, right? Yes. And these are really fun idioms or expressions, right? So we are going to teach these today.
Yeah, I love it. I love it when we have something shiny and new. And I think that is actually one of the key vocabulary terms. Is it, Michelle, or is it a shiny object? What do we want to teach our listeners?
It is. Should we talk about that one first?
Let's start that one first. Yeah.
Let's do it. So if you say something, well, you can say, like Lindsay said, you said a shiny and new, right? So you can describe something as being shiny and new, or you can say a shiny new something. So when I hear this, I think like a shiny new car or something like that. But it doesn't have to be a car. It doesn't have to be something that is actually shiny, right? What does shiny here really mean?
Shiny means new. It basically means brand new, kind of unchristened, right? It's new. It's new to you and it's exciting. There's an element of excitement to that word too.
Right. So it shiny doesn't always have to mean like, you know, diamonds or glitter or it's actual shiny something, right? You can just use it in this expression, like a shiny new. So, I mean, we could say, guys, we have a shiny new app for you, right?
Yes, so exciting. I love it. Now, it's also cool because right now, at least in our hemisphere, it's springtime. And I think spring is a time of renewal, of trying to get freshness in your life, right? Maybe moving out some old furniture, cleaning out your apartment. So it's a really good time to try something brand new, try a new way to learn, I think.
Exactly. No, I love that. I'm definitely feeling this sense of like everything's changing, you know, the flowers are out. It's the best is getting staying light later into the evening.
Oh, I love that. Oh my gosh.
So definitely I also feel like this, I don't know. I feel compelled to start something new, to just like make things a little bit different and kind of have this new outlook. So definitely, guys, a shiny new app is a way that you can do that.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Yeah, for me, I know I need to start a new exercise routine. We talk about this a lot on the show. Our listeners know that, but I need to get back to the gym. You know, with the pandemic, it was very unsafe to be at the gym. So pretty soon here, I'd like to try to get back into the gym if I can't, if it's safe still. Yeah.
Definitely. That's great. So there's another expression that we've been saying over and over already because it's so natural. And I've heard you say it a couple times, Lindsay. It's brand new.
Yes, this means 100% new, right? It just means it's the newest thing. It's brand new. Yeah, exactly. And why would we add the word brand in front of new?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I haven't thought about that because you could just say new, but when you add brand, it makes it more, I don't want to say the word intense, but it just like exaggerates it a little bit.
It makes it more emphatic. It emphasizes it a little bit more. Okay. So brand, and you can also play, guys, here with the pronunciation. Brand new app. Okay. So use your pronunciation, stretch out certain words to sound more interesting.
Exactly. So we have a brand new app for you, right? Yes. Check out my, you know, brand new computer or something like that. So whenever there's something new, you can say it's brand new if you want to be more emphatic.
Exactly. And now we have a third one, which I think is really creative and fun. So what is this? This is one that you probably haven't heard before, guys. What is this phrase, Michelle, for our listeners today?
This one is super fun. This is the new kid in town, right? So the new kid, I mean, if we want to describe our app as the new kid in town, is that, I mean, why? It's not a kid.
Right. The idea is there's a new cool thing, right? In this case, the town, I guess, means the, you know, the Google Play Store, right? Because we've had this app live in iOS for a while. And by the way, if you're an iOS user, you can get it right in iOS. Just go to allersenglish.com/app. But in the Google Play Store, it's brand new. So it's the new kid in town, the new kid on the block, right? It makes me think of the boy band, New Kids on the Block.
You know what? I almost wrote that one and I was like, oh, we're going to get into the boy band. And then, but it there was no way it wasn't going to come up naturally.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard you used to be a big fan of boy bands like New Kids. Or no, was that before your time?
I was more Backstreet Boys, O-Town.
Okay, a little later. Yeah. Okay.
I know some of their songs too. But yeah, so the new kid in town, you can use it to talk about something that isn't a kid. I mean, you can use it to actually say, like, you can use it more about like a child. It's not that you can't use it about a kid, but you could also describe yourself. Like, let's say you're starting a new job, you could say, oh yeah, I'm the new kid in town. You can describe yourself.
Oh my
as
god
that,
yeah right? I love
so
that example.
It's very dynamic and you don't have to be describing a child.
Oh my gosh, this would be such a fun episode. We get so many episode ideas on these episodes, Michelle, but you know, I call my dog the weird kid because he's the dog that always tries to like get in every other dog's face to make them play with him. He wants to play. He's that, but he doesn't know. He's like a little tone deaf. He doesn't know that they find him annoying. So he's the weird kid. I think it'd be fun to do an episode using like kid or
kid.
This goes to personification, right? We've done an episode before personification, taking items and making them like people, like personifying them.
Right.
So maybe we could go into
absolutely.
This.
Absolutely. I love that. Yeah, we did do that episode. Yeah, let's do an episode about the word kid. I will get on it, Lindsay.
Excellent. I love it. So those are your three new phrases, guys, for things that are shiny and new or brand new. Michelle, where should our listeners go right now? What is their next step?
AllEarsEnglish.com/app, APP.
Yes. Go there, guys. Download it. Rate and review All Ears English. We do need your help on those reviews. We need you to let us know what you think of the app, what you think of All Ears English. You know, help us get a good, strong start with this Android app and then share it with three friends. Michelle, I'm so excited. It's so nice to finally finish a big project.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is very exciting. So, guys, definitely get your brand new Android app. And yeah, we're happy. We're happy to provide it.
Yeah, happy to provide what you guys need to deepen your learning. All right, Michelle, we are out of here for today. Thanks for hanging out.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.